Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome to episode 576. Today, we're going to look at verse 69 of the Parents Tao Te Ching. It's called Martial Arts. The martial master understands how to yield and triumph. When his opponent's blow arrives, he is not there. He moves, yet maintains position. Bends, but stays balanced. As a parent, you must do the same. When your children oppose you, do not meet their opposition with force. Bend, and they will topple. You will win your point without harming them. Thus, in yielding, you will truly triumph. I wish all parents could know the art of Tai Chi Chuan. In this graceful art, balance, softness, flexibility, and grace are the means by which the goal is always reached. Remember that this does not imply your children always get their way. Quite the opposite. You give them unwavering guidance, but without violence, tension, and grief. It is a difficult practice, but filled with great reward. Oh, this is such a good verse. I love this one. I know I say that all the time. This one's so good, and it really, to me, touches on conscious parenting, staying really in the moment and staying attuned to where your child is and how they're feeling and what's going on for them, as well as where you are and how you're feeling and what's going on with you. A lot of times as parents, I think we react with force and firmness. Maybe because we're triggered, or we're fearful, or we're worried, or we're listening to outside opinions trying to influence us as parents, and we meet their resistance with force. And usually it turns into a battle that no one wins. Maybe you win, maybe they win, but really ultimately no one wins because you're both left feeling angry, resentful, hurt, and disconnected, really. And so that's not really the way to go about it. And so I would suggest that you, if you need to, rewind this and listen to this verse again, because I think it's so very good. You don't always allow your children to get their way by parenting like this. But you're not engaged in constant battles of will and power struggles with them. This is what I think is so beautiful. And this is what I help parents with when I am coaching them. So I hope that this inspires you to maybe rethink the way you've been approaching interactions with your children, because I think there's tremendous value in these words. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very flexible day. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.